Ira, how does it feel to get out of the radio booth and in front of a live audience? Is that a nerve-wracking experience for you or one that you embrace?
Now it's one I embrace, but the first time I did it, I was really, really scared. Shortly after we began doing This American Life, I got invited to speak at McAllister College up in Minnesota, and I had never given a speech like most people. I had never given a speech in an auditorium, and I was very, I felt very, very comfortable speaking on the radio. At that point, I've been doing it for years, but the notion of talking to, 1,000 people in a room who could see me seemed very threatening, and I really didn't like. I really had the feeling of like, the very first time you leave the United States and you go to a foreign country, you wonder what's it going to be like. I really felt like I literally had no idea what it was going to be like, and so I asked them if they could set me up with the same gear I would have if I were in the radio studio. So I'd have a mixing console and I'd have ways to play back sound and music and quotes and all that. And I thought if I could just get through this and pretend that I'm on the radio, I'm going to do everything possible. I'm going to set up mixes. I'm going to talk to tape. I'm going to set up back timings and timed music cues and all sorts of all the stuff that you do when you're doing live radio broadcasting. I'm going to do there on stage and work from a script that talks through the tape. I'm going to do all that just so I'll feel like I can get through this without crying. And then that really worked. It was really, it made for a really weird presentation because it sounded just like a radio show, even though I was there in the room and you could see me. And then I got used to being in front of an audience. So now at this point, if I need to, I can actually just stand up in front of an audience and give a speech. I've done it a couple times, but it turns out to be actually a little more fun to do it with all the gear. And so most places, I insist on the gear just because it's such a different kind of experience for the audience.